This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
You are listening to Lucha Underground.
Hello and welcome to Lucha Underground, the premier Lucha Underground after show on the web. My name is Travis, and today I am flying solo. Max is in Europe on his honeymoon with his lovely wife, Stacy. Been seeing lots of pictures and cute little Instagram stories and stuff, so they're having a good time. That's great. So I'm gonna lead you guys through today's episode all by my lonesome. It's been a weird day, as some of you may know. I'm a big Cleveland Indians fan, have been since I was six, when I fell in love with Sandy Alomar Jr. as my first favorite baseball player, and I watched the movie Major League about 346 times, and, you know, it's stuck. It is stuck, and I've stuck with them, and I cheer with them, and I die with them, and today I died with them as they went out in the opening round of the American League Divisional playoffs to the Yankees, who came back after being down 2-0. It's just one of those things. I know an old fan of the show, Mr. Robert Charlton, is also an Indians fan, and I feel your pain, pal. I can promise you this. Mr. Charlton, Mr. and Mrs. Charlton, his wife Jenna is awesome as well. When I make a trip to Cleveland, and I will, you can guarantee I am looking you up, sir. Anyways, that being said, a little bit of news and notes. I thought this was an interesting thing I saw on from Deadline. El Rey's Lucha Underground to be first U.S. TV series screen in the 4DX theatrical format. So apparently, El Rey Networks is showing the season 3 finale at Regal's LA Live Megaplex in downtown Los Angeles, and then in 4DX, whatever that means, which is, I don't know, it just sounds awesome. It sounds like a big deal. And to me, I mean, it's 50-50, I guess. Like it could mean they're just going out with a bang, and this is it. Or this could be, yeah, like don't forget about us. This is something big, right? This is, try to make some noise here because we want to continue to make some noise, hopefully in the future. But I was thinking, ideally, it'd be amazing if this event had an announcement of a season 4 shoot date or something like that. But maybe I'm just, you know, dreaming out loud. Anyways, I thought that was definitely of note and news from the Lucha Underground world. But most importantly, violence. Lucha Underground, Season 3, Episode 39. Starts with our recap. We get reminds us of the Hell of War match, and what a match it was. Mac and his Battle Royal win, and getting his Trios match. See a bit of Taya and Sexy Star, as well as Son of Havoc and Pentagon, reminding us that they have their match for the Gift of the Gods. We enter the temple. Mariachi El Bronx holding it down, as always, as they have for all of our Ultima Lucha Trace Knights, and our first match is the last Luchadora standing match between Sexy Star and Taya. After all this time, this match that was shot however long ago, we are finally getting to see these two who have recently undergone some legit beefs online and otherwise in their other federation at AAA. I joked about I'd wanted this to steal the show. I never truly believed it. And guess what, guys? It didn't. It was what it was. I'll lead you through it here. So Taya brought a bat. I thought that was an interesting touch. And there's a bit with Brass Knuckles to start, because they had introduced Brass Knuckles to the story, and I guess they're paying that off. But you know what else they introduced to the story of Sexy Star? Spiders. And you know what? No spiders. So we're never, I guess this is just a phobia she's going to live with for the rest of her life. If wherever that may be, because if there is another season of Lucha Underground. A little too much backstage heat there, I think. Anyways, so the brass knuckles, whatever. Eventually, it moves outside and they brawl. Sexy Star, I notice, has a mouth guard in, so you know that, well, okay, this, they're definitely going to, or at least that shows you that they could be doing some crazy stuff here. Taya flips into the chairs early on, so she's bumping early. That was pretty nuts. And then we see the first of many, just a hard chop and slap exchange. And this, I was thinking, you know, if Taya's watching this, then maybe this is some sort of catharsis here in rewatching this. Because goodness me, they were smacking the shit out of each other. Taya's hit into the outside cage and rubbed again, and her face is raked against the outside cage by the stands there, and she gets color. So again, this is now 4 of 5 singles matches in Ultima Lucha Trace that have blood in them. And blood at the right time gets you the right amount of drama, man. It just takes that match to the next level. I'm going to say right now, I hope there is no more blood in Ultima Lucha Trace, okay? We get it. Good God, you guys. Anyways, Sexy Star breaks a bottle over her head and then sets up a table. The brawl moves into the higher up into the stands. More chops. Taya is just screaming with this blood streaming down her face. She's busting her ass. I could definitely say Sexy Star is working hard here, and you know, you can tell she cares. And that's the biggest thing I saw through all of these matches, even if. You know, not all of them are home runs. Everyone is, for the most part, just busting their asses. I wanted to say everyone for a second, but I'm remembering someone who shows up in a later match who I just was not impressed with tonight. But again, what I've talked about and what I really like about Lucha Underground is the different feel of an ensemble where everybody knows that there's a plan, or there should be a plan for these stories, and it's going somewhere. You know, from time to time, you just see this kind of everybody working hard and doing their best to make the show work. And instead of, you know, trying to get themselves over as you'd see, you know, in some other parts around these parts, other parts of the world is what I'm trying to say. So Taya stacks a second table after kind of going back and forth. It was a crazy visual, I guess is what I was saying, with Taya screaming here and the blood streaming down her face. So they were developing heat in this match. So she sets up those two tables. They move over another slap fest, just chopping the shit out of each other. They move further up the stands over to by a camera, which is up on like a riser high above, like the levels of the offices where other luchadors and luchadoras have jumped off in the past. And they kind of tease it back and forth, but eventually they both take a double fall through the two tables. A crazy spot. The ref starts the count. The only count in this whole match is interesting. Usually with any sort of last man standing or whatever, there's a couple teases, but this was it. He goes for the 10 count, and Sexy Star is barely able to get to her feet right at the 9 count for the win. Yeah, so there it is. The end of the Sexy Star and Taya Saga. Or is it? God, yeah, no, it is. It is. It's just... Yeah, like I said, I think they were committed to doing the match they had to do. I feel like they kind of got thrown together. They didn't have the benefit of a really good angle behind them as some of these other wrestlers did. But they did what they could with it, and that's that. I don't know what else you can say about these characters now, especially if we don't know what's coming. So that's the Sexy Star story, I guess. We just saw it in three over three seasons. It's like the I don't know, whatever, that's it. I mean, I would imagine if we do come back, I can see Taya coming back with Johnny Mundo. So I can see her evolving, but adios, sexy star. That brings us to our next match for the Trios Championship. We've got the Reptile Tribe. Drago in his standard green and gold. Nothing too flashy for Ultima Lucha Trace. And then we have the Mac teaming up with these odd bedfellows in Dante Fox and Killshot, who are both heavily taped up around the ribs and the back, obviously because of their Art of War match, or the Hell of War match. And, you know, sometimes you see these tape jobs and you know it's a work, and these guys, no, these guys need to be taped up in the back. We saw it. And God, we saw a little bit more of Dante's back later in this. And, I think that flesh shoot was off of his back. Okay. We didn't want to admit it earlier last week when we were talking about it, but I think that, goodness me, that's gross. Dante Fox, tosses himself in early, he tags himself in early. He wants this gold. He's made it clear at the beginning. Even though you do see that, obviously, the dissension still between Dante and Killshot. He's in with Pindar, still manages to weave a little ring, like a kind of top rope magic there. And, you know, after he pulls off his move, he's selling the injury, so this is good. Vibora enters with a double choke slam. Drago and Killshot had some really fun stuff together. Good to see that. Always fun to see Drago just do his thing. Pindar with a fun bit of offense. Good, you guys, come on. How can we all agree Pindar is the second best member of the Reptile Tribe? All right. That's all I ask. Thank you. Dante Fox calling for a tag. Vampiro makes a hockey reference in talking about Montreal Canadiens and Toronto Maple Leafs having to put on the Team Canada sweater. You know, some of you, as you know, I'm Canadian, might think I'd pop for something like that, but nah, didn't do it for me. Killshot with an awesome spot, to just climb up a top, whoever it was he was against, to tag Mac for him to come in for a House of Fire. Great stuff from the Mac, just having to running all over the place. He's so over in that temple. Here's a guy, look, if there is a Lucha Underground 4 and they lose everybody but the Mac, I'm totally cool with it just becoming the story of the Mac. The story of the Mac in Lucha Underground. He's the guy who's got it, like, everybody's gone. Imagine that. He's got to bring it back up from nothing, you know, and while putting together some more great matches. I really like that. Anyways, Vibora cuts it off, and Dante Fox flips out of a choke slam, which is a really cool spot from Vibora, and then they work, works together with Killshot for a bit, so you're starting to see this kind of, as we kind of expected. I thought it was going to be a handshake, but it ended up being something different, but, Max and I both said that we thought these two would end up kind of being buddies. And then it just absolute chaos as a trios match, you know, and I think at this stage in the card, you need to kind of turn it into this kind of back and forth in the middle where everyone's getting their spots off. It's just spots to the max at this point. Vibora slows Killshot down, after he's about to, you know, they really tease that he's going to do something special with a really soft clothesline. This is what I want to say. This is your third best member of the Reptile Tribe. And this is what I want to say. Somebody we've talked about him. I think I've talked about how he needs to find a way to really kind of lean into his strikes and clotheslines and stuff like this, especially if he's going to be this big man, but doesn't have that big man girth, then you've got to make up for it somehow, I think. And he comes off, especially, as I said, when everybody is busting their asses, the big show, I don't want to call Vibora lazy, but it comes off as lazy when you see it mixed up with all these other guys who are kicking their ass, or, you know, busting their ass. So left in the ring, we end up with all this crazy stuff. Oh, I forgot about this, that amazing double flip to the outside from Killshot and Dante Fox. Killshot with the backflip, Dante Fox right immediately after with a front flip. It's like, yeah, I could get used to these guys being tag trios champs. This would be great. And then finally in the ring, it's Pindar and the Mac.
Interesting moment where Cobra Moon offers the chain to put on the Mac. I don't want to touch that, you know? I just the American history, just come on. But Pindar, I guess, is Pindar woke? Because he turns it down. I thought that was an interesting little, are we starting to see some dissension in the reptile tribe? I think we might see some more of that because of how long next week's episode is, the full 2 hours. And they've listed, I guess, 4 matches. I think there will be a 5th one, but that still gives you a ton of time for, vignettes and, moving plot. And maybe we do finally see what goes on with Sexy Star and her spiders, you know, maybe will we finally see Daga with a sword? I want shout out to Lucha Blog on Twitter today. He tweeted that I guess we're going to see it in episode 30 because he's holding out hope too. I think I think they may have lost some fans along the way, but I think they've kept a lot of people who just really want to see Daga with that sword. So we'll see. Vibora. So Mac takes over. Dante Fox comes in, C4, Mac Stunner, and then the kill stomp for the win. Really, really fun. That kind of great spots and that you expect from a trios match, but with some of that kind of subtle storytelling that you were seeing with the relationship between Dante and Killshot. And then it finishes with this nice little post-match bit where the two, Killshot and the Mac, are holding up their belts next to each other, and Dante Fox reluctantly joins in and throws it up there too. So, hey, if we've got a season 4, how many times am I going to say that today and in next week's episode? If we do, we've got a strong trios champion in these three here. I look forward to seeing more of them. I hope to see more of them. So that will lead us up to our last match. But before we do that, we'll take a quick break and hear some words from our friends at Place to Be Nation.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which of course includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the Pro Wrestling Only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rizzero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlayStation.com, and we offer those to you on 3 great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the original Place to Be podcast, as well as Main Event, Lucha Afterground, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows, as well as the Our Vantage Point podcast and Jeff Learns Wrestling. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver quick-hit pod blasts on topics old and new.
Over on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, we dive deep inside the wrestling business with a stacked army of experts leading the way. The feed features potpourri shows such as This Week in Wrestling, Greetings from Allentown, Psychology is Dead, Puro Potpourri, Stacy and Elliot's Bogus Journey, and the Military Industrial Suplex. We also have shows that focus intently on certain topics like Letters from Center Stage, Space City, and NWA Classics On Demand Adventure, Through the Years, Strong Style History, Strong Style Story, and Mount Olympus. Plus, the feed has the full archives of legendary shows like Titans of Wrestling, Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Kayfabe, and much more. And on our popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, PTBN Dadcast, Go Home in a Box, NBA Team, and Lucha Undead, as well as a vertical podcast heaven for comics fans with the hard-traveling fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, Geek and Sassy, and Imaginary Stories podcasts.
You can find all of these current shows plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to all of our feeds on iTunes, and while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlacementNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlacementNation.com/Amazon when shopping online, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Massachusetts, TheHistoryOfWrestling.com, and Scott Keats' Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlacementNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
You know, I've been sitting here in silence because I'm by myself here. And when I say I'm taking a break, I'm just, you know, having a glass, or we're taking a break. And when you're hearing all these commercials, I'm not playing the commercials. I'm just taking a break so I can insert the commercials later. You know, I take a drink of, I got some club soda here. It's going down nice. But I've been sitting here in silence because I can't think of a goddamn chief, you guys. You know, all right, this is kind of not even really, I don't know if I'm breaking the rules. I'm going with a WWE Hall of Famer here. And it's only because I know of his sitcom prowess, and that's Bob Uecker. You know, he's been involved in a pair of WrestleManias. He's, as I mentioned, a WWE Hall of Famer. A very memorable choke spot with Andre the Giant, so I think he qualifies. That being said, I have no idea. I see him as a chief. He looks good in that suit. I can imagine him looking good in that suit. No. I'll tell you what. You could just keep going off of the idea of his old, I guess it was Miller Lite commercials, where he just keeps ending up getting shittier and shittier seats in the stadium at a football or a baseball game or a football game or whatever the hell it is. And I think you work that into, like, he doesn't, like, look, these chiefs, they can be, like, pretty tertiary, right? If you just have him show up three times, and it's just him always kind of ending up getting the shit end of the stick in some sort of deal, where it's just like, and everybody could feel bad about it, but it's just, hey, these are the rules, chief. Sorry, you're at the back of the policeman's ball. You're right next to the garbage can, man. Look, they'll move it. Someone's going to move it. Someone's going to move it, I promise. And, you know, meanwhile, everyone's having a great time, and he's stuck next to this rotting bag of trash. So that's it. There we go. Lucha City Nights. So, we come back. We're reminded of a two-hour finale next week. And they run down the card. As I said, I think there will be one more. And a lot of vignettes. And finally, we get our main event. Ladder match for the Gift of the Gods title. The Gift of the Gods is hanging in the center of the ring, and this is Son of Havoc versus Pentagon Dark. We got a hot crowd early. And Son of Havoc handspring corkscrews out to get things going early. So I'm like, whoa, if this is going to be the pace, if they're going to at least try to keep up this level of intensity, I don't expect you to be flipping all over the place. If you can keep up this level of that, like, good, here we go, all right? Did it? And you know what? I don't think so. I'll say right now, you guys, I was bored for a lot of this match. And it's a goddamn ladder match. So it's just one of those matches where you're just not supposed to get bored. I mean, I'll take you through it. The moves outside, then back in. There's some stuff, like some stuff of them just kind of throwing ladders at each other. There's a ladder onto the back when they're inside. Pentagon Dark throws five ladders into the ring. It's just taking forever to set them all up. I think you feel like he could have won the title three times already, just bringing in all these ladders. There was so much trash in the ring for this match. It's so much just everything. It was, I don't know. I mean, it's a ladder match, so you're going to expect that sort of stuff, but it was just, It was a TLC match is what it was, because it was tables, ladders, and chairs throughout, and those can be great as well, but everything just felt, I don't know, that they were, and now I'm going to hit you with a chair again, and now I'm going to throw you into a ladder again. It didn't feel, there was no real progression. I mean, the ending, was when I finally popped and had some heat and a strong finish, but up until then, this was about 15 minutes of work, or at least, it felt like. I was bordering on, I was almost drifting out, guys. So Son of Havoc revives himself after all these ladders getting set up, and gets some of his stuff in. Another chair is brought in, he sets it up in the corner, and Pentagon Dark gets it in the face. The ladder's set up in Pentagon Dark's crotch. Son of Havoc hits 3 chair shots. Lots of chair shots. Pentagon Dark grabs a table. Son of Havoc drops Pentagon Dark and himself through the table. And these are big spots. Yes. And look, these guys are working hard. And, you know, like we saw the welts on Son of Havoc's back. And I just, something didn't click for me here. I think it was like, it just like didn't feel like a natural progression. It just said, okay, now I'll do this. Now I'll do that. Now I'll try throwing this at your face and you'll land on this. I mean, it finally, so Pentagon Dark lies down with the ladder. Son of Havoc goes up for a shooting star and gets caught in a cutter. And you know, that's a great spot, but it's just like, there was just like this really, there's a kind of suspension of disbelief that you have with ladder matches that you don't usually have with others, but there's times when they're like just lying down and holding that ladder on top of them for too long. And I know we got out of it, but it's just like, and you know, it was a pretty good little spot there, but I honestly didn't really pop for anything until this other spot coming up. I mean, I write down here, yeah, there's too much crap in the ring. The ladder is set up and chairs, these 4 chairs. So Son of Havoc sets up this set of 4 chairs upright, and Pentagon Dark, gets the best of him and grabs him and hits his package pile driver through it. And I just thought, okay, this is nuts. Now I'm just like, whoa, okay, now it's starting to get pretty crazy. But then again, like, he's taking so much time and setting up this other ladder horizontally on the middle rope. He grabs another table and puts it kind of next to it. Climbs the top, Son of Havoc comes to. There's a strike exchange on that horizontal ladder that's hanging up on that second rope. And finally, Son of Havoc is just, dropped through the table. It didn't really look like any sort of move or anything, just kind of pushed him off. But it was a nasty fall, I will say that. And again, I'm not doubting, or I'm not debating that these guys aren't going out there and busting their ass. It's just, the construction of the match never really, it didn't feel like a build. I mean, obviously there's a big spot finally at the end here. I mean, well, I'll wrap it up here. Pentagon Dark climbs to the ladder to retrieve the gift of the gods right after doing this. I will say I've been so into Ultima Lucha Trace. This match is the first disappointment of Ultima Lucha Trace. With Ultima Lucha Dos, I felt like, particularly in the last night, Max and I had found quite a few disappointments. I don't know about, I can't really recall the rest of it, but this, I love both of these guys, and I'm glad that they both got this spot, that they're like the main event and like the second last night of Ultima Lucha Trace here. But something did not click for me there. But anyway, so that means that Pentagon Dark's got the gift of the gods. I assume, I mean, gosh, I don't know what to think. Is it just a stare down with him and Johnny Mundo to end, we'll see you someday, as they kind of show the bagel bites and we go to black. I don't think so. I want a Mundo Puma one-on-one match. But I kind of think it's possible that it could turn into a 3-way if he's going to cash in this gift of the gods right away. And that could be the way they go out, extra big and bombastic. But who knows? I think, you know, we will be finding out here shortly. But before that, we have one last segment. We see candles. I know what you're thinking, Mil Muertes. But no. Puma is in a little meditation circle surrounded by candles, and Vampiro comes in all made up. He's got his old get-up on. It says, next week, all this comes to an end. And really talks him up and says, you walk. That's your championship. And Puma's like, yeah, you're right. You're going to do this. And he stands up and he leaves. Vampiro goes into the little circle of fire, takes a knee in the candle ring. And then we hear this disembodied voice. And you guys, I played this. I rewound this and played this three times. Obviously, I think I have to listen again, because what I heard was, have not well. Have not well. Could it be that went well? If that's the case, a disembodied voice, like, is that just, you know, yeah, seems like that went well. That was, you know, well done, Vampiro. I mean, we've still got some work ahead of us, but today, you know, check the box. Check the box. That went well. No, I have not well. And then Vampiro says, thank you, Master. So there is somebody pulling the string. There is another, I don't know what. I think it's possible. I got a theory. And you know what? I'm going to hit you with it right now. Hope get those... are those buttholes tight? I know they are. That was weird. I think Pentagon Dark is this disembodied voice. And I think maybe this is the long con that Vampiro was doing with Puma this whole time. He's still in cahoots with Pentagon, but maybe now he bows down to his master and is doing the devil's work, as it were, in eliminating Puma from Lucha Underground altogether. I think, and that, you know, maybe we do finish with Pentagon Dark saying Cierro Miedo to everybody in the temple as we say goodbye to Lucha Underground for the very last time. Or not. I think it's possible. I think it makes sense. I think it's a good way to go out, you know, on a high, because even though Pentagon Dark is this evil guy, he is beloved at that temple, and the place goes crazy for him. But yeah, it should be an interesting show. This episode of the three Ultima Lucha Trace, as I can say, as you heard, I didn't drop any snowflakes, and I definitely did in the other ones. It's still not a bad show. Still not a bad show. As I said, a C-plus Lucha, as I always say, a C-plus Lucha Underground. I'll take a C-plus. Jesus Christ, what do I always say? I will take a C-plus Lucha Underground over an A-plus Nash Bridges any day of the week. Any day of the week. Put that on my tombstone. But yeah. So that, you know, it all leads up to this. And, you know, maybe I will be doing this again by myself. I you know, I'd like to do it with somebody else. You know, this wasn't horrible. But the problem is it's with the screeners. To tell you, I'll be honest with you guys right now. I could watch the finale right now. I'm not going to watch it right now because it's almost 12:30 in the morning here in Vancouver. But I have access to the finale here, and I, you know, I've signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I don't think I have much of a choice if we do want to keep pumping these things out as quickly as we have been trying to. So we'll see. I mean, who knows? I do. I will tell you this. Like, look, I will. Max and I will get together to do. Like, I'm not going to do the year-end awards all by myself, or, you know, it could be just like our last kind of wrap up. I mean, I got to say goodbye to the guy. I have his microphone. You know, I might have a book of his as well. Should return both of those. So, you know,
no loose strings. Anyways, we'll be here next week.
The question is, will you join us?